Pratim Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival and the Business Street. And today I'm in company of Kobe Shelley, a VP Marketing and Business Development of Distrify UK, and also one of the panelists of the today's Business Street panel, which was on the new patterns on film marketing and distribution. So welcome, Kobe. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk first about what you do, because you gave like an important value to this discussion today, because you're an expert in online marketing and build an audience through various distribution channels. So could you tell us more about Distrify?
Okay, so Distrify is basically digital tool sets that enables different filmmakers, distributors, film organization to upload the films and distribute them online, and in the process building an audience and kind of react to different trends that are going on online.
And well, what we discussed today is that I think that there are two main points of this. The first problem would be to really creating or define the audience. It's just what you said, like the problem is to say, who's this persona, the audience, who is that? So to better develop a strategy to reach this audience. And plus, you said that there's no one dynamic, and so you have to find also new ways of monetization.
Well, I'll break it down to two aspects. Building an audience, creating an audience, is something that filmmakers needs to do. The problem is that the resource allocated to creating those audience are usually very limited, if existing, even if it's existed. To build an audience and to understand who are your audience, it means that if you are very limited in your resource, you're going to probably spend the next year or two in order to find them. And those 2 years are probably going to be very expensive, even if you are not spending money, but the time and energy that you are going to spend on it is problematic for a lot of filmmakers. The way that we are trying to help the film industry to build this audience without the need to really go into this 2 or 3 years process is by understanding data. And data sounds like a very frightening word. It's kind of a word that you will hear in business school, marketing, those kind of boring kind of occupation that you didn't want to choose because you wanted to do creative stuff. But data is crucial in order to build an audience, because let's take for an example a film about, we have this film called Somewhere to Disappear. It's about a photographer that go into the US and he capturing people who decides to be isolated from society. And the filmmakers did a very good work by pushing their trailers into very specific audiences that they thought would be interested in watching the film. So what they did, they went to Distrify, they uploaded the trailer, and they started to distribute it in certain territories, like Williamsburg, where they have creative people, or let's say in Berlin or in London, certain areas. And they started to accumulate the data. And they saw that in those areas, there is much attention for the film. In different areas, there is no interest. So they decided to focus all their abilities in 2 to 3 territories based on the numbers that they saw for the trailers. And that was proven to be very successful, because once they said, okay, we have this audience, we see we have 15,000 trailer views in Williamsburg, and those trailer views were watched by people who actually gone onto our website, but also in the Williamsburg newspaper. We wanted to target those audience and tell them, listen, we have this VOD, register to our email and buy and watch the film. So now they can do that with the data that we are providing them, because, you know, if they didn't do so, they had to go there, they had to build a word to mouth. It could have taken them a lot of time. Probably most of the territories that they would be looking at wouldn't be that beneficial. So I think, and this is the hard part for me, is to explain it to filmmakers, we need to educate filmmakers how to understand the data, how to be very, very smart about the marketing efforts. And marketing is, again, a way to reach audience. So there is a lot of layers there, but the most basic one is, who is my audience? How do I paint it? And this is kind of the way to do it, to paint your audience by understanding your data.
And this could be a start to eventually spread, you know, the quality of the film, or the film to different audiences that are not your target, but this is something that will come afterwards.
Right, exactly. I mean, you could use, let's say, YouTube. You upload the film to YouTube, you see 15,000-30,000, hopefully, trailer views, but you don't really understand what does it mean. So, you know, but if, for instance, you had the same trailer views and you know, okay, from those 30,000 trailer views, 1,000 people actually registered to my newsletter, you know who those audience are, because you know you have their names and they gave you their address, but it's not like you know, a data intrusive data. It's an exchange data, meaning people want to give you their information in order for you to tell them the film is out there, this is how much it costs, maybe you would like to see my next film. So this is the way to really start building your audience, is by, again, manipulating the data.
You obviously have like a sort of VOD platform, like sort of similar to YouTube, I mean, in some ways. And they were discussing in the end of the panel that what could be the options, like if the VOD could be a solution or could take actually audiences out of the cinemas and force them to stay in the house to watch it. So what's your opinion in that? Do you think that VOD could be like a partner in distributing more quality films, or something that could even get the situation worse?
Right. Okay, so I can ask you a question. How old are you?
32.
So how do you watch films? You go to cinemas, or are you watching them at home on your VOD or your TVs?
Mostly in my case, all the medias, all the ways you mentioned.
Okay, so right. So you're a typical 32. I'm more or less your age. I'm more 37. I'm quite older. But, you know, in our range of ages, and even if you go to the 16 and 20 and upward, you see the same thing. People are not just going to the cinemas. They're also watching films on their video on demand. They're watching films online. That's what I kind of mentioned. There is no war between cinema and VOD. Quite the opposite. The VOD is, the digital world is kind of a complementary, not only revenue, but also watching a device for the cinema. I think that, again, the world is very fragmented, meaning there are a lot of people, they are interested in a lot of things, they go and do many different things, they are watching the films online, they're going to play football, they go to dance schools, or, you know, they're jogging. That's what I mean by fragmented. And the way to reach those people is by saying, okay, we have a film in the cinema, why don't you go watch it? If you like to go to the cinema with your friends, but if you don't feel like it, go and watch it on the VOD. So we really, again, need to understand who are the audience before we are assuming different things. Did this answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Thank you so much, Kobe Shelley, from Distrify UK, for being here with us. And I hope to meet you and discuss furthermore what we just discussed today, and see what happens in the future.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival, the business suite for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.